When Bob called last night from Apple Valley, he said it was so peaceful and quiet. I thought of that song. It's so peaceful in the country.
You know what song I thought of when he said that?
What did you think of it, Tommy?
With someone like you.
Oh, yes.
A pal so good and true. I'd like to leave it all behind and go and find some place that's known to God alone.
And let
just a spot to call our own. We'll find perfect peace where joy will never cease. Somewhere beneath the...
Beneath
the what?
Beyond the
kindly skies. Kindly skies. We'll build a sweet little nest somewhere out in the west. And let the rest of the world go by. But then you know, Fred, we kind of reversed roles there. It used to be that you sang the lyrics and knew them all, and I was trying to catch up, doing my best to figure out whatever the hell you were doing. You know, on Kindly Skies, you said, what, guided missiles or something? What did you say?
No,
the guided... martini? What
way out beyond the skies or something.
No, you
like
said
that.
Something else there.
Oh, I didn't. I wouldn't think about guided missiles. No, I wouldn't do that, Tommy. But I
you were going to sing Eleanor Rigby.
No.
Yes, she's wearing.
No.
You were, peace. You were going to sing Peace Frog by the Doors.
Just two bars of this one.
Okay.
It's so
let me do the guitar.
In the country. Oh, it's so simple and quiet. You really ought to try it. The place you want to be.
What?
The place for you and me where is peaceful in the country. Now, that's for Bob and all the folks out in Apple Valley.
Apple Valley, of course, is a suburb, so you can't really sing that song. You'd have to sing something like, it's in the middle, in the suburbs, neither one or the other. When you're there, it's half of one and half of the other, but it's really kind of, sort of, neither. You're in limbo, in the suburbs. You're pretending most days and...
You know
the song.
Yeah, I know, Well, I know, I don't know all the words on that one either, Tommy, but I can't know everything. And But yesterday I was out getting my basal cell carcinoma out.
Oh, you had one of those. You and Jason Lewis have that in common.
On my cheek. And,
on your cheek.
And they have what they call a Mohs, M-O-H-S, I think, Mohs thing. And they're very nice people out there. And I enjoyed,
Is it going to leave a scar?
Well, maybe a little bit on the cheek. I don't know. I got a bad...
Did you spend a lot of time in the sun over the years?
Oh, yeah. When my dermatologist first saw me, she wondered if I was a farmer.
What's odd is you were a mortician. Were you doing most of this stuff outside?
A lot. Most of those burials are outside. That's right. But I was...
Well,
I was...
you went to the burial as well? I guess you have to do that.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. I stayed until...
Oh, yeah, you go to the end, right.
Once when they put the cover on the vault, then I could heave a sigh of relief, it was over.
And heave a shovel of dirt.
I didn't have to do that, but...
How did they make those holes so perfectly rectangular?
Well, it used to be hand dug, of course, but now it's pretty much all machine dug.
I admire so much when I see a perfectly dug grave, I almost don't want it filled in.
Well,
I want to make it into a little fort.
Depends on the kind of soil.
For me, in the peanut butter and jelly club. Have I told you about my buddies?
The peanut butter and jelly?
Uh-huh. Saturdays.
No.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, we're looking for a fort.
They're looking for a fort.
A fort.
A fort. Yeah. Oh, they're looking
one that
for
our parents would be comfortable with us staying in during a tornado. That's why I was thinking of a grave.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, when I was waiting out there, you have to sit and wait while they test all these things, see if they got all of the carcinoma.
Did you ever think of saying to him, you know, it's just basal cell. What say we leave it? I'm 80 freaking years old.
No, I'm not 80 yet, Tommy.
How old are you, Fred?
78, but I'm going to be... Yeah, but I.
Were you in diapers in the war? Don't you got to be 80 to have been a World War II vet? I guess not.
No, you don't have to be. I enlisted when I was 18.
Tell you, there are a few guys in World War II probably could have used a pair of diapers, huh? Holy moly, I guess that was quite a war.
I could have. That's the first time we went up in the B-24 and that ball turret. I was sitting down there looking at the flak coming up at me.
Yeah, I'll little flak went into the old diaper. That's why they say, what's the difference between a soldier and a baby? They used to say baby loads his pants, soldier loads his gun, but it's not really true. I think they both load the trousers.
They can load both, they didn't have any regular TV out there while I was sitting
in the
there.
Ball turret? Why would they have that? You're supposed to be paying attention.
I'm talking about the doctor's office now again. But they had some old movies there, and I got one that was... one of my favorite movies was...
I know. I know which one it is. I'll tell you which one it is. Terms of Endearment, which is insane. If you're getting cancer removed to watch a film where someone dies of cancer.
I was watching Dave, Tommy.
Dave?
Dave, yeah. Where the guy takes the place of the president. You remember that one?
Yeah, they kind of stole that idea from Being There.
But I wonder, you know, I was thinking today, if they could get some guy that would... look and be able to act like George W. and put him in office as somebody that knew what the right things were to do and everything, and start to take care of our country here, the United States of America, and forget about this invading all the rest of the world. I think we'd be getting somewhere. But I had a great time there, and then you talked to me. Monday night we talked a little, and you were asking me if I had ever been a Lutheran.
Yeah.
And I said no, but I suppose.
But you said no, but no. I kind of like the Beatles.
No.
And I didn't know where you were going with that.
No, but figuratively, I suppose you might say I might have been I came out of the Lutherans, and that my forebears left the country of Sweden. Under somewhat religious persecution. And they left there, and then we've got both we have the Covenant Church and the Free Church. Now they're both down there.
Who's that?
What is that?
I don't know. Leave them alone. We're going to have to nip this in the bud and cut it in the neck here.
I want to just stuff
a steak in it.
I wanted to clarify that because
that's interesting.
We all need. Did you ever hear? Tommy.
Fred, I have to go.
Have you heard from the guy that you took the AA?
It didn't stick.
I know it didn't stick because he thinks he knows everything, but there's only one that knows everything.
That's right, and that's Dave. Gotta run. Bye-bye. Now, we'll be back.